Hour number three, Brett Hollander back here on WBAL and WBAL.com, and we're joined now by a former Raven and now a sportscaster up in New England at 98.5 The Sports Hub and for Comcast Sportsnet New England. Mike Flynn joins us. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing very well.
Pretty exciting time down there. The Baltimore Orioles are baseball team down there. It's got to be good to see, huh?
It is good to see. You never really got to enjoy or experience that kind of baseball hysteria and pennant fever here.
No, I think, you know, my rookie year got the tail end of when the Orioles were still in the conversation. But, yeah, a lot of lean years there. But actually, even up here in Boston, it's been fun to watch them and see how they've kind of turned it around down there.
Yeah, it is interesting. I remember running into you at Camden Yards and during Orioles-Red Sox battles, and you'd be proudly wearing your, Fenway colors.
Well, true. I mean, I was, you know, once you're from New England, you know, you try to, you know, you cheer for the Orioles to a point, but
right.
Now the fact that the Red Sox are totally out of it and they've been actually an embarrassment to Major League Baseball, I have no problem throwing an Orioles hat on.
Oh, that's amazing. Mike Flynn with us here on BAL. Well, I do want to talk about the Red Sox and I do want to talk about the Patriots, but it seems over the last, 12 and a half months, these two sports towns seem to collide at every turn. Of course, how last baseball season ended with the Orioles knocking out the Red Sox, the AFC title game. And here we are again this weekend in Baltimore. You have the Patriots coming to town. Two teams, 1-1. No one wants to fall to 1-2 to start their season. Both teams coming off tough losses. And then, of course, at Fenway Park, hey, the Red Sox have a chance to lower a pretty good blow to the Orioles if they were to really play well at Fenway Park this weekend.
Well, true. I mean, from the Red Sox point of view, I guess that's what they're playing for now, to kind of be the spoiler. But really, they're such a mess with, you know, being their manager, Bobby Valentine, who probably won't be here. Real thin lineup. You know, I think the Orioles are playing so well. I think they'll be fine. You know, on the football side of it, yeah. I mean, I think it's a huge game. And I know, you know, I'm trying to see if I was in the shoes of these Baltimore players, and, you know, it's a regular season game, and you try to hype it up as that, and that's what you preach to your players. But to me, I think it means something. I mean, you don't lose an AFC championship game like that and not have that game mean something to you. And whenever you have a chance, if you're in the conversation, which the Ravens are, to be, a two seed in the AFC, when you're playing a team, and I think New England and Houston, possibly Pittsburgh could be the other teams in that group where they're playing for those couple top two seeds. When you play them, it's a big game. And when it comes to tiebreakers and all that kind of things, it's important, not to mention what happened last year. So, there's some big, to me, this is a really, really big football game. And I think one of the two teams that, when it's all said and done, should be there in the AFC.
Well, what happened for those of us here in Baltimore who are focused on our own troubles with the Ravens-Eagles game? What happened against the Cardinals in Foxborough?
You know, I think, offensively, I mean, defensively, believe it or not, I think New England played well, and they have the first couple of games, which is not what you expect of this team the last couple of years. But, I mean, Arizona's just good defensively, and they just got after New England. They beat them to the punch in the running game, and they were aggressive with the receivers. And Aaron Hernandez, a guy who's not going to play this weekend, which is good news for Baltimore, one of their two tight ends they have here, which, to me, I think besides Tom Brady, their best player. I know Gronkowski had a great season, but this guy could do it all. I mean, he'd play tight end. He can, play running back. The guy plays receiver. Totally changes the dynamic of your offense when he's out of there. And basically Arizona, really good defense, just got after him, and they couldn't put points on the board.
It's interesting when you ask Ravens players, of course, a lot of them want to give you the traditional coach player speak. Last year was last year. You know, that's ancient history now. We're moving on. This is a totally different team, new players. Some of that is true, but if you're a Ravens player right now, Mike, how can you not think about what happened last year if you were a part of losing that type of game in the AFC Championship?
They're lying. They're lying to you. It's coach speak. It's player speak. It's of course they think about last year. I mean, I agree with them in the fact that it has no bearing on this game. I mean, there are different players, but the emotion's going to be there. It's going to be in there from the fans. It'll be there for the players. To lose a game like that, being up here and seeing that, to basically have that game won in a lot of different points in that game and not winning that game, it's frustrating. So to me, I think it means something. If I was playing, it would. It would mean something to me, and it's not going to make up for losing in an AFC Championship game, but you should be able to carry a little extra emotion with you And, you know, I don't know. I don't care what they say. I mean, the game absolutely means something to those guys.
Mike, looking at the stat sheet right now for the Patriots, what jumps out to me is only 8 catches for Wes Welker. What's up there?